okay, a small comic relief thing for end of war or something. I mean, a story here. Our guy P or whatever. Has gotten rid of his boat and car and all of it. Just has a cozy little home and his sons and friends, and that's fine. Good food to eat. And he's taking walks, and his friends, they are exploring the most beautiful walking paths in the city and around it, and they are finding wonderful walks. So there he comes, and he is walking down to the lake shore. It's beautiful trees above his head, and it's hot, but he's in the shade. And he can go wherever he wants. If he wants to be in the sun, he can be. If he wants to be in the shadow, he can be. He can take a bath if he wants somewhere. And then he stands there looking out and just enjoying the view and the fresh air and the shadow. And out there, like, not so far out, 50 meters, hardly even that, there is a boat, because find them all over the surface here of the water of the lake. This time of the year, in the middle of vacation time, hot, sunny July, and they got a good boat. A couple, and they are out there on a vacation, and they are driving here and there. They are free to go anywhere, and that's also what Pio had before. And here they are, lying on that boat, and the sun shining all the time. It's really not much to do on a boat when you think about it. Of course, you can lie there in the sun, but I mean, how much can you just lie in the sun? It's dangerous even. You can go in there and get a beer or something. When is it time to eat? Who's going to get the food together today? It's so primitive cooking in this little miniature kitchen. Shouldn't even call it that. And the sun, it's hot like anything, and there's no wind. And the sun, there are no clouds, there's nowhere to go. And we can follow that couple for a while. Wealthy. They have worked and invested, and they have bought finally this expensive boat. And he has his beautiful wife there. Well, it took a while. Well, she's still beautiful, and he's still okay. They're still young, but that means they also have their passion. And is this actually the right thing for us, she thinks, when she lies there looking at this man sitting on the park bench and by the shore. Is he looking at us? She whispers to her husband. Well, you never know, there are lots of perverts everywhere, says the husband. But it is actually just the Pio sitting there speaking his story into his phone. But then we can follow them, and we have some stories from Göta Canal and all these, how it can be when you're out there in your luxury. Cruise. cruiser in the archipelago. How about when you drop your propeller, for instance? What just happened to one? Well, then Pio came with his boat. Then lost his expensive MP3 player and cracked his axis for his propeller. Anyway, that's another story. So there are many of these. Well, he learned that way also. And when he thinks back, he realized he learned something. That life is sometimes better enjoyed like this. Of course, that man over there has a good-looking woman at his side. And of course, whenever they want, they can go down there. Below the deck. And enjoy themselves. But even that, Pio realized now, thinking back with this crass reality view that he has started developing in his old age. Remembering when he was lying there with his girlfriend in his young days. A beautiful archipelago island. But you know, there are mosquitoes and even worse little insect monsters, and oh, it's too hot. Oh, it's too this, it's too that, and it's sometimes not comfortable out there. And you may wish you were home in your bed again. But even then, he realized that that's another story. But even the greatest enjoyments from this body and mind tend to get boring after a while. Of course, you're not allowed to say that.